For essayist Odd Todd, making decisions about what's right and what's wrong is complicated by a sound he can't escape.
I have a voice in my head. I call this voice Yapper. Whenever I try and think of anything new, he chimes in. If I decide I'm going to write a book, he'll ask me, who do I think I am? Tell me I can't write a book. If I see a girl in a bar, Yapper is the one who'll tell me she's out of my league. Sometimes Yapper pushes me into doing things that I shouldn't. Like at a restaurant, Yapper will tell me to order the trout, even though I don't like trout. Sometimes he convinces me that this time I will like trout. Then when the food comes, I look at what everyone else ordered and look at my trout with the head still on and realize Yapper lied to me. But Yapper isn't always a liar. Yapper is the one who motivates me to exercise once every 4 to 6 months, and Yapper is the one who'll nag me to get my ass off the couch and look for a job. Yapper will get me to call the girl my aunt has been trying to get me to go out with for months. But as soon as I start jogging down the street, Yapper will tell me that I run funny. And as soon as I get off the couch to look for a job, Yapper will tell me that I'm overqualified to do anything. As soon as I call the girl for the blind date, Yapper will get me to panic and hang up on her. Then Yapper will immediately call me stupid for hanging up on her. Everyone has caller ID these days, he'll say. Then he'll convince me to call back. Then immediately convince me to hang up on her again. Learning to live with your Yapper is important. When Yapper tells you that you can't, remember that Yapper lies. Push on, get past Yapper, do what you gotta do and get it done. Yapper will be there for you on the other side, either way.
Todd Rosenberg, also known as Odd Todd, is the author of the Odd Todd Handbook, a guide to keeping busy while unemployed.